Yo, what's going on, my brother?
Ain't nothing, man. It's just chilling. You?
The same here, same here.
True
Appreciate you being able to do this fairly early.
that. Oh man, you already know, man. It's whatever. As long as I ain't working, the earlier the better for me. But I mean, I'm flexible. I know, like, people got stuff going on, man. So you know. That's why I just try to reach out and see what's best works for you.
Definitely. Even though I don't got too much going on today, I think I'm getting some work done in the kitchen, so that can be kind of noisy.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know what time you start though. Like, I've been gone. That's why I really been gone out the house the last couple of days. I mean, I ain't feel like really sitting around hearing that shit. You know
I feel you.
what I'm saying? Yeah, definitely back for another Head for the Hills podcast, and got some decent topics this week. You know what I'm
Yeah. Need the
saying?
celebrities to start, you know what I'm saying, acting up again. But you know what I'm saying, we'll make do this week now.
Well, you know, I mean, we entering closer and closer to a summertime. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like once the weather change, you know, across most of the country, celeb should be out in full force.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna start it off with some positive news. You know what I'm saying? Russell and Sierra Wilson, speaking of celebs, got the number one children's book right now
That's fire.
on Amazon, titled "Why Not Two." You know, Sierra said these last couple of years that she definitely wanted to get into the author realm of reality, you know, as far as like writing books and stuff like that.
Okay.
And never heard Russell say anything like that, but obviously, you know, since they're such a close-knit couple, then mi casa, su casa, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're definitely gonna pick up the interest of your, you know what I'm saying, your wife or husband.
So this is their first joint book together, this is so dope, you know what I'm saying? How do you feel about this?
Yeah, it's dope, man. Always good to see things like that going towards a positive cause, you know what I'm saying, for the babies. And yeah, man, just another stream of income. They just bossing up, leveling up, man. I'm proud of them.
Seems to be in a real good space in life right now, you know what I'm saying? You know, we like the, well, not with Sierra, but you know, with Russ, we always like they like hound them as far as like football and stuff goes. But you know, at the end of the day, it's just a damn game. You
Yeah,
know
sports, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be able to
what
separate it. If you're gonna talk shit about
I'm
sports, like I used to tell
saying?
people back in the day about, I mean, I talk shit about LeBron. Like, I don't have nothing about LeBron as a man or father, not like that. I'm just strictly talking in between the court, you know what I'm saying? That type shit, you know what I'm saying?
So definitely look forward to seeing what else they can come up with, you know what I mean?
Right.
Well, nice little tidbit. Another little tidbit I have is it's gonna be a 5-part docuseries coming to Netflix. I think it was Netflix. About, well, it didn't technically say the rise and fall, but basically the rise and fall of Murder, Inc.
Okay.
Which was headlined by Irv Gotti, Ja Rule, and Ashanti. And I mean, I know obviously a few other acts, but those would be the mainstays of the docuseries. That's a it's a lot. I like to see these type of things, especially because I was old enough to like really, you know, we're old enough to like live through what actually happened. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you want to see like how accurate the series is going to be and all this type of stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so you looking forward to this?
Definitely looking forward to this. I should have put this on my list, but I forgot about it. But I, you know what I'm saying, going through my list or seeing it. I'm like, yeah, that's dope. I just gotta be better on watching these series and TV programming and shit. But it definitely should be good, man. Like you said, they it's a lot of party story to tell, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, like, you know what I'm saying, like our accounts match up to what happened, and maybe we get some different information, you know what I'm saying, different point of views and stuff like that to make it more interesting. Five parts. Seems like it's a lot going on.
It's a lot to unpack, huh?
Yeah, especially like an hour long or something like that. Yeah.
Which I hope they are. I hope they know.
And I'm glad it's on Netflix, you know what I'm saying? I'm tired of, you know what I'm saying? I do what I gotta do, but you know what I'm saying? I wanna support the cause, you know what I'm saying? So it's on Netflix, they're gonna get the ratings and all that. You know
They say anything else they be missing out on ratings, huh?
Yes, sir.
I gotta do what I gotta do. It's funny.
Hey, man, dog, little 1099s add up, whatever the discharge. Yeah, Netflix getting bold. It means almost like $20 a fucking month.
Okay, I've been done with Netflix, but I'm gonna find a way to, you know.
It's gonna be out there.
Yeah, definitely. If he got a will, there's a way, man. You know?
If it wasn't for my mother, I probably got rid of Netflix too. I really watch this shit for real.
Right.
I just tuned in to watch the doc on the Boeing plane company or whatever.
Oh, okay. How was it?
It was pretty good. It was like shocking, man. Like, you know about like the dirty practices that go on at companies and shit, but you know about Boeing, right? They make the planes and all that. Yeah, and it was like real good as far as their safety inspection.
Right.
But then when you get like how I deal with at Best Buy and other retailers, you get companies and managers who's like goal oriented. They want to be more productive and more profitable. So they start cutting corners. Like they for like a lot of parts of the plane, they used to have 15 inspectors for one part. And they cut that shit down, you know what I'm saying, to be more profitable and shit. So like planes was going out that wasn't fully inspected and it wasn't really passed. They was telling like the inspectors they did keep just to sign off on shit, just to push shit through. And then unfortunately that led to a lot of crashes that we seen happen as of late. You know what I'm saying? With them type of planes and shit.
Wow.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know, when you catch wind of the news or CNN or something like that, and they in a short time frame it is of like, you know, 2-3 crashes, you kind of suspect that kind of stuff is going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it was nasty. They try to blame certain pilots, especially like the ones that happened like overseas. They were trying to say they weren't trained right and all that type of shit like that. It was just nasty.
Wow, so they're not even being accountable. Just
yeah, at first they didn't want to be accountable for this shit, you know what I'm saying? Man, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, that's super crazy. Like, because it's over the last few years, it's just been like a lot of stories of like, you know, drones flying across the ocean and never, you know, never reaching land or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna say I'm gonna check that out, but I would like to read up on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm about to say it was a short little doc, John. It was decent, but yeah, you like you said, that's basically the gist of it and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy. So that's on Netflix too?
Yeah, it was like a little hour, 30-minute type, John. Yeah, it was on Netflix.
Okay, yeah, I gotta see what other kind of little docuseries they got out going on, because there probably is some interesting stuff on Netflix. I just gotta catch wind of it and then try to find it on, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch up. Like, it's one joint I want to watch too, but we're going to talk about later on. I gotta watch that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Alright, so, from that, I'm gonna bring up another popular series I think is on Netflix. Are you familiar with The Tinder Swindler?
Yes, that's what I was talking about. I gotta watch this junk, you know what I'm saying? Like, I go through my periods when I don't want to watch TV.
Right.
And I'm kind of get back into it and shit like that. So, yeah, I'm a little bit familiar. I've been listening to, like, podcasts and people talking about it and shit. But, yeah, I'm a little bit familiar.
Okay. So, apparently, the character who this is all based around, the family in real life is suing because they said that the character is being largely and falsely represented. quote unquote from the real family, they're saying when you produce clownery, the clowns come back to bite. The queen of comedy, Monique, said that best, and now that's exactly how we feel. Now this is one of the, like you say, I haven't seen this, but this is one of the most talked about things that's been going around as of late. And the funny thing is, how I even found this out was that yesterday we was doing like a bunch of shooting or whatever, and so taking like a little 5-10 minute break, I seen on Twitter trending was a tweet that somebody had made, and it was asking like, what's the dumbest thing you ever did for somebody that you wasn't dating, but you know you liked them or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And it was just like a barrage of like wild things that people was doing for people. And then somebody else who had like, I guess, one of the more popular responses was like, oh, okay, well, I see why the Tinder swindler made all this money off people and stuff like that. Y'all out here stupid. You know what I'm saying? And so then that's what made me go like, oh, yeah, I was hearing about that. Let me go see what that is. And then I end up finding this and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But yeah, definitely something I would want to check out. You know, I'm going to keep it real with you. I be kind of slightly envious, you know what I'm saying, of people like this, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, you just sitting around, you swindling females and all this and that, you know what I'm saying?
It's out of thousands.
Like, you done made a year's worth of salary just from swindling people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for a person to consistently keep running into those type of females, meanwhile on my end, it's like, yo, do I gotta become one of them type of guys? Is that what this is all pointing to?
Hey man, but, do what you gotta do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Watch the dog learn from his mistakes, and then we'll do it. That's all I would say, man.
Yeah. But you say you are gonna check this out.
Yeah, I'm definitely checking it. I'm definitely gonna check this out.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll see how the court cases go and whatnot. See, you know, it ain't about what you know and all that; it's about what you can prove.
Yeah, and like they might come off, you know what I'm saying? But it's like if he's just one of the scammer type, you know what I'm saying? It definitely runs in the family, so like they might not like get the big home run win, but you know what I'm saying? They might, you know what I'm saying, get a settle out of court or something.
I'm about to get a settlement. That's gonna be pretty happy, you know what I'm saying? Might not be what you're shooting for, you know, because you know, people be like just throwing a crazy amount. Yeah, we're gonna sue for $100 million.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And whole time they probably just want $1 million.
Right.
You know.
Settle for that.
Yeah. So let's definitely keep an eye out on that.
Hey, did we talk about the other doc that was on Netflix?
What's that?
Inventor Anne.
What's that?
All right, so that's the other doc I gotta check out.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the Five Festival nigga?
Okay.
Oh, it's crazy how the shit, like, small world shit combines, paths cross.
Okay.
So she is a chick, fake socialite, from supposed to be, like, from some rich German family. So she came over here, and, like, kind of like the same thing as the Twitter swindler, just, like, fast-talking people, companies, and hotels and shit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And getting money and shit like that. And she was end up, I think she was either, like, roommates or something, like, with the little Five Festival nigga and shit. And she has, like, an interesting story and shit. And I seen that shit on, like, on YouTube. I watched, like, a lot of YouTube little doc miniseries and all that shit.
Okay.
And I heard of her before, like, her little series became popular and shit. But, yeah, I'm definitely, that's definitely, like, three jumps I gotta check out right there whenever the Murder Inc. jump drop. I know that, it might take a while for the Murder Inc. jump drop, but I'm ready for it though.
Right. It's just crazy how, like, you know, I know it's crazy in the sense for you to like sit there and come up with a formula to like try to swindle a bunch of people, but the people that actually keep falling for it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's, I don't know, man. It's like crazy as shit. Like, it's I haven't checked it, but like, is it safe to say that the Twitter swindler was a white male? This brings me to the other point, yeah. Like, no white people, no racist shit. Them motherfuckers be getting away with like a lot of shit just by fast talking and shit. Because it's a, like last jump before beating a dead horse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's this scientist, like inventor, if you will. She had like this idea and like a prototype to make a pretty much an instant DNA type tester type joint and shit.
Mm.
And she got like millions of dollars from Silicon Valley and shit like that for their invention shit. And she would like bring people into the like her office, her little laboratory or whatever, fake use a joint, take their DNA sample, like, oh, you wanna go on a tour? Take her on the tour the whole time. They doing a regular DNA test in the old fashioned way. And then when you come back with the tool, oh yeah, this is your joint. And then she was like lying about results from the DNA joint. Like, that shit crazy. That's like another doctor's like on Netflix and all that shit too.
That's crazy. And then you'll get caught. And then they don't even get in trouble.
Yeah, they get the like the lightest of she I wanna say she got paid probably by like maybe like a mil or two, but she like swindled millions out of that shit. You know what I'm saying? They get like a slight little smack on the wrist,
mm-hmm,
lying to the girl, and she's like in ICE. She sold her rights to Netflix for that little docuseries genre for like $300K. But when she come home out of that genre, she won't get a bag,
right?
And you know what I'm saying? That shit's just crazy.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, from their perspective, it's probably well worth the risk because they're gonna get the lightest punishment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like when that's somebody of color, they gonna throw their ass under the motherfucking jail, the instant fines, they
mm-hmm.
And punish us to the fullest extent.
They're gonna snatch your rights. No, you ain't can't even sell them. You know what I'm saying? Like you gave that up when you did the crime.
Yeah, you ain't got enough of the money to pay back. So you know what I'm saying? They gonna find somewhere to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely crazy. So, okay, Netflix got some good stuff up on there, huh?
Yeah, it got some all right stuff. It got its spurts, like. Like now it's booming, but like once you finish all that shit, then it probably ain't gonna be nothing really to watch. I mean, it might be some shit, but it might not be in your genre. You know what I'm saying? They might be doing some other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You still got the Dave Chappelle stuff to fall back on.
I was just thinking about that too. Yeah. Whenever that shit come up, we signed with like 4 more comedy specials.
Yeah, I think two of them like not gonna be his. He's just gonna be hosting it though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you know, it's good to see like he's uncancelable.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix is still riding the cash cow. It's funny because I when we was talking about it, I think, but I seen the other day I was on YouTube just like while I was editing stuff, and I'd just be like watching random like stuff on there, and the skit that actually made him quit the show. Like that popped up into like the rotation and shit, and I was like, "That's wild." But don't when he was like on the plane, and the white little flight attendant was asking him what he wanted to eat, and his little subconscious had popped up on his shoulder and was dancing around, yelling out chicken and all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so he was like not listening to his conscious, so he asked for the fish, and so the little white flight attendant was like. Well, you did hear me say chicken, right? or whatever. And he was like, yeah, I heard you. Yeah, I'm going to go with the fish. And then she told me something. You know, it's fried chicken. And so he was like, yeah, I want the fish. And so then she was like, all right, well, we're out of fish. And so he had like the little blown look on his face, and then his subconscious had popped back up and started screaming like super loud, like, yeah, chicken! You know? Like, yeah, it kept saying like hallelujah and all that type of stuff. And doing like the little shucking and jiving dance. So and he was like, all right, well, yeah, I'll go ahead and take the fried chicken. And then she was like, yeah, that's what I thought, and then walked off. And it reminded me, because when he did an interview, he was saying, like, that skit made him quit because it was, like, the producers and stuff was laughing. Like, he realized that's when the producers was laughing at him and not with him. Mm-hmm.
Damn. That's the first time he hearing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, good to see, like, he's fully rebounded from all of that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And man, he just completely unfiltered. But moving on, this is some news coming from the metropolitan area. The National Harbor, which includes the MGM Grand here in Maryland, got the blueprints laid out. They're going to discuss it with Metro over the next, they said that these talks are going for the next few years, which is pretty interesting in itself. They're trying to acquire a train station to the harbor. They understand that it's going to take a lot of dialogue to, you know, get this agreement done, because what they want to do is they want to reconstruct the blue line or whatever. And so you know how the blue line basically, it starts off in Maryland and it runs through DC and then it runs through Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
They want to reconstruct the part that goes, like, comes out of Virginia into DC, so somewhere around that Arlington Cemetery type of spot, they want to break off the blue line and stretch it over to the MGM and have it basically continue on coinciding with the green line afterwards. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So we will see the blue line essentially have two different routes. You know what I'm saying? So it'll still be some that go to the Franconia Springfield, but then we'll also have some that'll go to Branch Avenue, is what they're trying to do.
Okay.
Yeah. So are you ready? Now this will be years on end to build this, by the way.
Yeah.
But could you see like a train station being at the harbor? And you've been there a million times.
Yeah, I can see it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, like when you got like them type of attractions, shopping, casinos, restaurants and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
definitely can see a train station going there. And I just hope they ready for it, because like when you make it that accessible,
changes everything.
Yeah, it come to Negros. But yeah, man. I know they were saying that. What they were saying that about what mall? Was it St. Charles or some shit like that when they extended that shit?
The zone of Virginia. Tyson's Corner.
Tyson's Corner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, even that is going to fail in comparison because of how close the harbor is.
Yeah.
Like the harbor is literally like right across from the hood.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's yeah. I was thinking, yeah, that's just so close, like the fuck you need a train station for. But it's like, I guess for niggas come away from out, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. VA and
DC and all that.
Right. You gotta do too much on the bus, because they do have buses that go there.
Right. I'm about to say you can catch a train to 7th Avenue and a bus will take you there right there and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But so, I guess I don't know.
They want you to be able to hop on the train and go straight there.
Yeah, I ain't mad at it. Unless it's going, you know what I'm saying, cause me monetarily, have taxes and more shit, they need funding or some shit.
that's generally how they bring in a nice portion of the money for the train for the train station. It's definitely be taxpayers' dollars. hey, this is you know what I'm saying? You live close to it, man. That's what come with it, man.
Oh boy. I remember I sad story, I won't get too long into it. I remember when they first talk about like the harbor and shit.
Oh yeah.
I was like wondering how that was gonna affect our area and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know me, I always go to Eastover for like a lot of my shit.
Okay.
And the main thing, my barbershop. So like niggas was like worried, shook, you know what I'm saying? Like what are they gonna bow all this shit up and like, you know what I'm saying? Basically evict niggas or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So yeah, I was just that shit just made me think of that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, because it's hard to imagine. They would have to, because clearly I'm guessing they're going to build it over the water if they acquire a train station. Because how else would you bring that in? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's like the harbor is like right there at basically the Virginia border. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that definitely will be interesting. Definitely be interesting. And that's probably 10, 15 years from now. Unless they already been secretly working on it and they just, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a thing too. But yeah, definitely look forward. Hopefully we'll still be around and be able to be, you know, moving at a good pace to see that, you know what I mean?
Right.
So my last topic on my end is former UFC star Cain Velasquez has been arrested for attempted murder. I didn't know where he was exactly at, but had a run-in with somebody, and which is kind of shocking to me, considering like he's a UFC person, or you know, ex-UFC person. You got like some of the best hands in the world, but you chose to shoot somebody instead of like fighting them, unless it was another UFC person or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It might have whooped you up a couple of times already, so. Definitely was officially charged Wednesday, which was yesterday, with attempted murder, brandishing a firearm, and you know, a bunch of other little charges and whatnot. It's going to be interesting to see how this comes about with him, because it's like he's not white, you know,
mm-hmm.
and his people are kind of considered a minority, just like black people are. So it's interesting to see like how he'll come from this. What do you think about Cain Velasquez?
Yeah, this is shocking. Like you said, like you got all these hands. That's just, it's a testament to today. Niggas don't be giving a fuck. Niggas be just shooting niggas, man. Like, that shit's crazy. It's super unfortunate, man. And hopefully the guy, you know what I'm saying, fully heals, and you know what I'm saying,
right? The person is expected to recover,
yeah, recover. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, his life hasn't changed too much from that. And Cain mm-hmm. Velasquez, unfortunately, brother, you did the crime, you gotta do the time,
and definitely probably gonna be some type of lawsuit, kind of,
yeah.
So, you'll lose money as well, you know what I mean? And it's just a quick, it can show you how like quick things can turn around, because here he was like last summer coming into WWE, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then, you know, obviously he was one of the people that got released when they started doing the heavy releases. And now, not even a whole year later, you in jail for attempted murder, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. But that's all the topics on my end. What you got, brother?
All right, man, I got a few topics, man. I guess I'll just go down the list. I ain't really got no particular what I want to go in.
Okay.
I know you be on Twitter and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a win of the clip from Game's Drink Champs interview that's making headlines?
Yes, I did. I'm just completely out of control. Go ahead, bro. All
right, for the people who didn't get it or didn't hear it, it's like a small clip came out, the one that went viral.
Mm-hmm.
Game has said Kanye has did more for his career in these last couple weeks or whatever than Dr. Dre has did for his whole entire career. Oh, man. How do you feel about it? You think there's any validity to it? You think he's just hurt? You think it's some backlash? Because you remember he just recently came out and said he wasn't mad about the Super Bowl. But you think he actually was mad, hurt about the Super Bowl not being picked?
He was jealous. He was very jealous. He had a clip. I guess he threw a Super Bowl party or whatever. And a clip came from the party where he was like saying that, you know, I could have been there, but I ain't want to. I wanted to be here with y'all family and this and that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like, that's like jealousy words right there.
Right.
Absolutely no way in the world these last 3 weeks have been more beneficial to him than what Dr. Dre did for him. Dr. Dre gave you a platform. Dr. Dre produced like your first three albums. Dr. Dre personally placed you in G Unit, a smoking hot G Unit at the time, I might add, for you to basically skip the growing pains of an up and coming artist. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And no way, bro. He's the reason you done sold 5 million your first album, 6 million your second album, and however many millions the third album. Versus like whatever they've done these last two, unless Kanye West just gave him like $200 million or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that's the only thing I could think of to be like, all right, well he has done more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm confused. What about you?
Yeah, this is that's bullshit, man. So you can tell he's obviously hurt because he didn't make that Super Bowl trip. But it's like you gotta think, bro. It's like you gotta just be aware. Like, bro, the Super Bowl is only X amount of time. Like, I think they get like 12 minutes, 15 minutes on to perform, and there's already so many people up there.
Yeah.
People who are higher on the hierarchy than you, brother. So that's what I'm saying. You gotta look inside you. Like, yeah, I ain't, you know, so I'm not one of them. You know what I'm saying?
And he burned those bridges.
Yeah, and like yeah, he burned those bridges. Yeah, and definitely just burned another one and shit.
Right, like everybody knows, he had the long-standing beef with 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? I can recall him saying F. Murray J. Blige a long time ago.
Oh wow, I didn't know about that one. But yeah. Like you said, he's a troll, troublemaker. So I'm not surprised.
Yeah. You remember the song him and 50 Cent had all them years ago? Hated to Love It.
Okay.
Yeah. So that song was like very, very hot at the time, super hot. So everybody was like doing remixes to it. So when 50 Cent and Game started beefing, 50 Cent took Game off the song and put Mary J. Blige on it, and then put, you know, the other members of G Unit on it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah, and so that's what made him say that. Obviously, he was gonna say fuck G Unit, but that's what made him say fuck Mary J. Blige too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So I don't, you know, it was a damn near 20 years ago. Maybe they might have talked it out, maybe not. But this is prime example of like, they gave you a lot. You worked a lot for it too, but they gave you a lot, and you like, you just burned the bridges.
Yeah.
And this is what happens. You got to think about this type of stuff back then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Never react in the moment. Try to be cool headed when you make certain decisions and shit. Like you said, this shit can affect you later down the road.
Mm-hmm. Because it's another, now that you speak about that, was there anything else you had to touch on about this?
Nah, not really.
All right, so a quick like segue, and then we could bring it back full circle if we have to. It's like, there are a few clips floating around now, and I don't know if you've seen, but Shannon Sharpe, his podcast, the new episode is he interviewing Damon Dash.
Yeah, I did see that.
Right, and he was asking them about, like, you know, Jay-Z and Rockefeller and all this and that. And it's like, every time somebody asks him about, like, Jay or something, you can hear, like, he won't admit it, but you can still hear, like, the hurt in his voice. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then he get real uptight. And you could tell, even though he'd be like, oh, I ain't got no problem with nobody. I ain't beefing with no man. You know what I'm saying? But you could tell, like, something's still off, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, Shannon was asking them why they couldn't just, like, you know, I heard Jay-Z shout you out and mention your name and said that y'all need to sit down and talk and this and that. And then Dame said something like, you know, it's really nothing to talk about. You know what I'm saying? He went his way, I went mine. And it's like, that's what's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, niggas be too full of pride and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but yeah, it's, man, just crazy. He definitely could tell Game was jealous, man.
Definitely jealous, man. And since we was talking about 50 and somebody's full of pride, 50 Cent strikes again. Like, again, he's threatening to leave Stars. I guess over some disagreement as far as pay and getting his shows greenlit and all that.
Mm-hmm.
He's threatening to leave again. He posted a meme of him packing a bag and went on a whole little soliloquy about leaving Stars again. Like, I don't know. Like, sometimes it's cool, but like, this is like a ongoing thing. Like I just said, he does this like 3 or 4 times. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even watch the Power shit no more, but he did this shit like 3 or 4 fucking times. How do you feel about 50 on another rant about leaving Stars?
I haven't watched 2 seconds of any Power.
Okay.
But I do know from following 50 from like his music career and all these other endeavors with the vodka and stuff like that. He uses his rap business tactics and all these other avenues as well. And that's just what this sounds like. Some type of tactic, like you said, maybe get another show greenlit. Like what you know, I see that they come out in different books or something.
Yeah, so now I guess they're on the whole Tommy book or whatever.
Yeah, so he's probably trying to get another book greenlit or something for another character or something. But this is just him. He's an unorthodox businessman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, after a while, I guess it'll come down to Stars, right? Like, whether they get tired of it, and all right, just leave them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think eventually, like, if it ain't this go-around, next go-around, probably, because, like, oh, let's see. This book is still kind of new, the whole Tommy thing, but I'm not hearing good things about that.
Okay.
So, like, if the ratings was to drop, you know what I'm saying, people getting tired of the whole Power thing, you know what I'm saying, maybe he won't have as much leverage to keep pulling these antics and shit. But, I wish him all the best. Hope he get paid or whatever, you know what I'm saying. I don't think nobody was talking about Stars until Power, you know what I'm saying?
So. Yeah, I can't tell you the last time I heard of Stars.
Yeah, so hopefully they continue to take care of him and wish him all the best in his future endeavors, man. But
so what do you think if he does leave Stars, where do you think he takes it?
I don't know. That'll be interesting. Like I said, he would have to probably heat the product back up, or if he got some other stuff in the cut. I don't know. But I mean, I think he'll have a place to go. Somebody come calling, but I couldn't say who. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll definitely keep an eye on that. He definitely the king troll, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Another topic.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok is looking to investigate the negative impact on children.
Ooh, okay.
It's like, I don't know how I feel about this. Like, I get it. But I mean, like social media is going to have a negative impact on everybody, whether it's age or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It could.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the person or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, like, you know what I'm saying? Kids shouldn't really be on, like, social media like this. You know what I'm saying? So it's up to the parents. I know, like, a lot of parents do their best. But, you know what I'm saying? Be some parental advisories, you know what I'm saying? Stop them from being on these type of apps, though.
Yeah. Did something happen specific, or these are just like from research that they was doing, like numbers or something?
Yeah, it's just research.
Okay. Yeah, it is interesting because I feel like both sides, it has to be improvement on both sides, from the parents and from TikTok. TikTok has to do a better job of like dividing the content creators. It should be, the barrier should be a little bit thicker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I can give you a personal example. Like, I upload TikToks recently, and when I get like a bunch of followers in one spurt, I just go through the pages to see who I'm going to follow back or who I'm not going to follow back. And it was definitely at least 10 kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm talking about like kids, not like, you know, teenagers, preteens. I'm talking about like kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, one, how are you that young with your own page? And two, like, why is TikTok showing my stuff to them?
Right.
You know, and then remember, you know how I be on the, when I be streaming, how I be like, yo, I be trying to keep it PG because I know it be kids and stuff watching.
Yeah.
And it's like, I shouldn't have to do that.
Right.
But I do it because, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, do my part. You know what I mean?
Right. You know what I'm saying? You got integrity, good human. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you just do it the bare minimum. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I'm like,
your circumstance.
Yeah, but I'm like, it should be something separating this. It should be a barrier here.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, once I type in my information to sign up for Twitch, okay, he this age, we going to show it to a bunch of people this age, or I don't know how it works. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that, like, this is, but as you did, that's to give you that option if you don't want to be marketed to kids and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, what? I mean, I get what you're saying, like, I mean, but Twitch is a little bit understandable, like you said, like you playing Pokemon, that's like a, kids love Pokemon.
Right, right, right.
But
okay.
Like,
that's a good point.
TikTok, like, you know what I'm saying? Like how they have algorithms allegedly to know if you black or not. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers use them algorithms for other shit too.
Yeah.
And I will say this too, last thing I meant, like how we was talking about like high kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a new age. Like back in the day, we had to go outside and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
We had toys and shit like that, but I don't know about you, but I didn't get my first cell phone until like either like my senior year or I was out of school and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, okay.
So like these motherfuckers, like these kids are probably getting fucking iPhones and iPad touches and all these little tablets. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Elementary school and shit.
Yeah, and it's like, well, I got a cell phone when I first got to high school in ninth grade. But I mean, they couldn't do nothing.
Right,
like you said, like you said, it ain't the iPhones of today. Like,
right, yeah,
you know, and then it also comes down to like you said, you know, we went outside. It's like a lot of the parents right now, they'll just throw the kid like the iPad to keep them quiet.
That's how we are.
You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, it's a new damn age, and it's just two different eras. Not necessarily clashing, but it's two different eras, like in the midst of a transition.
Yeah.
Everybody just trying to adjust, I guess. So, I mean, but kudos to them for admitting that they need to look into something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I guess we'll see what comes of that. I'm interested.
Yeah. So, parents, please, if you're going to give your kids these devices, use all the parental controls. Lock the app store so they can't download stuff themselves. Mm-hmm. Give them the bare minimum. I know they got like stuff like YouTube Kids. I think that probably works pretty good. You know what I'm saying? And if they don't have like an app like that, restrict it. You know what I'm saying? Because like you'll hand these kids these tablets and you don't know what these tablets and apps and games can do or what they're doing on there and shit. So just my word of advice.
Facts. Definitely want to see where that goes.
Yeah. Okay. I'll lead into this. The other two probably some quick hitters, probably too much to talk about.
Okay.
But this, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the, I want to say maybe actress, Laverne Cox.
Doesn't ring a bell.
All right, but I know this will. You heard of the show Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
So, Laverne Cox is a actress on that show, Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
She was on the red carpet. I forget the name of the event, but it was a star-studded event. Mm-hmm. And she was talking to Will and Jada. And in the closing of the interview, she said, hopefully get some more entanglements. And that just didn't really sit well with like a lot of people. I know didn't sit well with Will and Jada, but they're class acts, so they didn't really say too much. But that prompted, God damn, what's the lady name? What is her name? But she called her tacky for that shit.
Which and, it is.
Prompted another interview. Jada came out and said, you know what I'm saying, squash the whole entanglement thing. But, like, how do you feel about this? Just overall in general, like.
Like you said, or like the person said, it's pretty tacky. you know, people be kind of looking at people's lives as entertainment and be forgetting, like, these are real people.
Right.
You know, and Will had to go through a lot during that time. And people still, like, treat this guy like inhuman. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, ain't no telling that they finally might have got past that, finally came back to a solid place, you know what I'm saying? Just to be triggered again by somebody, you know, trying to be funny or crack a little fake joke, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's just corny, you know? Shout out to, like you said, shout out to them for being class acts. Like, Will, like, he's, like, on, like, a megastar tear. You know, as far as, like, his whole career has been, he's, like, one of the, I think, executive producers for that new Bel-Air show, which I hear is smoking hot right now.
Yeah. Nothing but good things I'm hearing about that, John. So much that I'm scared to check it out, you know, when social media, like, hypes mm-hmm. something up like that. I don't know if it's going to live up to the hype for me.
Uh-huh. So I'm hearing that smoking hot right now. So he's just... His thing is he just has to work, I see. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's just corny, bro. Like, I don't know. I couldn't be a celebrity, bro.
Yeah, it was super corny. And the lady who killed Laverne Cox is Vivica A. Fox. Excuse me. I drew a blank. I could not remember her name.
Okay.
My fucking life. The face popped up, but I could not remember the fucking name and shit. But yeah, she killed her on that. And yeah, like you said, man, that's like the first thing I thought about is like, you see that corny shit Jada did, like Will just gotta live this shit on forever and ever and ever. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit like just super corny, man. Like I ain't saying cuz perfect, but he out here living right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As we know, he not doing bad, not, you know what I'm saying, by her making her look stupid and shit like that. And look at this shit. Just gotta take some jab like this from like a fucking a D-list celebrity and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, this fucking Will Smith here, bro. Like,
right? Who's gonna argue? Who's gonna go down when it's all said and done? Whenever that is, because he keeps padding the stats. He arguably probably gonna go down as maybe the greatest actor ever. You know what I'm saying?
It arguably be some of the goats in so many categories. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. So.
And just to take a fucking jab like that from a D-list celebrity that's probably trying to jumpstart her career. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, looking for some attention, a little publicity.
Yeah, man. That's just fucking nasty, man. Just fucking nasty.
Yeah, super, super corny.
Yep. Okay. All right, my last two topics are Kim K is officially single. Judge ruled in the notion to, you know what I'm saying, let it be known that she's officially single.
Okay. That was quick.
Yeah, right?
I thought they had to be like, you know, separated for like a year or something, but I guess if you keep going to court, you know.
You got that Kim K juice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, you know, she's probably going to have like a lot of extra pull considering what she be doing in her spare time, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Helping those people get out of jail and all that community service and stuff like that. So they're going to, and she's white, so they're going to look out, you know. She's still messing with Pete Davidson?
I guess so. I haven't seen anything as of recently on just keep hearing Kanye keep taking shots at him and shit.
Hey, did you see that video?
Nah, the one with Game. He did something with the Game jump. Or was it something else?
I'm like the little cartoon jump where he was like burying Pete Davidson.
I did not see that.
Yeah, burying him alive and all of that. So
there's something wrong with that guy, man.
Yeah, just a complete character. If this is what she wants, then good for her, man. You know. It's I mean, we don't know like the super specifics of their relationship, but you know, sometimes it just runs its course.
Right.
Obviously this is her fourth marriage running its course. So I mean, by default, she's gonna get blamed, which she should, because this is another one down the drain.
Yeah, but, it seems to be her MO. Like you said, we don't know too much, but you know what I'm saying? Seems to be her her way.
Yeah, jump in, jump out.
So, yeah, get the fame or whatever, suck dry from the husband or whatever, and move on to the next.
Yep. So I'm interested to see where this goes. Kanye West, who's been working on his new album, Donda 2, which should be released. Initially they said sometime this month, but I don't know if I necessarily believe that.
Yeah, it's like I heard it was a fiasco, you know what I'm saying? Because he posted put him on that little stem player he was trying to get people to buy with all that.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard maybe some of it, or it wasn't uploading right or some shit like that. So, yeah, that's why, man, you love these celebrities, but you can't dive, you know what I'm saying, head first into these little gimmicks and shit they try to do. Mm-hmm. That's a 250 down the drain, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's if it don't work.
Yep. Yeah.
And can you upload other music to it, or?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Basically, you know what I'm saying? You know, I know you in the music, so you know about the stem player and all that?
Well, I didn't until this was, talked about.
Okay, I guess it's some type of real official studio type shit, you know what I'm saying? It's it gives you the ability to separate the music. You can separate his vocals from the audio, and you know what I'm saying? The beat and all, it's some fancy ass type of, it ain't no real regular audio player, you know what I'm saying? No new audio player. That's some, you know what I'm saying, some producer type shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got people buying that shit, just listen to a fucking album. It's fucking crazy.
And we'll turn everybody into a producer.
Yeah, the fuck? That's another nigga who got a doc on Netflix that I heard is pretty good and shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was hearing big people talk about the sports world. I was watching ESPN one day. Stephen A. Smith was talking about the jump. I was watching Fox, and Shannon was talking about the jump. It was getting big raves and reviews. That's me being a huge Rockefeller fan. I definitely would check that out too.
Yeah, I want to check it out too. But it's I like letting stuff build,
because
I like binging. Ever since Netflix just introduced me to binging, I'm a binger.
Okay. Yeah.
Fuck all that. What they call it? Cliffhangers. Fuck that shit.
Wait for next week and all that.
Yeah. It's when the show is really good and really good at a cliffhanger, man. That shit kills me, bro.
Yeah. I was going through that right now with the whole Abbott Elementary Zone.
Oh, okay.
And It's getting good, you know what I'm saying? Just to find out now they on the mid season break or whatever.
Yeah, and fuck whoever started that shit. I don't know when the fuck that shit became so popular.
But mid season break?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so that's a thing.
Yes, that's a thing, bro. That shit corny as hell, bro.
Yeah. Well, so what's the basis of it? What was the reasoning or whatever?
I have no idea, bro. It's just cause I ain't really super into film and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I have noticed, you know what I'm saying? A few of my shows have done that before. And I said, I don't know what's a good reason for doing it. I think they did it in Power before. I think Insecure did it before. It's a few shows have done that, you know what I'm saying? I just keep hearing about it, and that shit is corny as hell. It's already tough waiting for a season to come around, because it might not come around annually. You might have to wait a couple of years or some shit, how we waiting for Atlanta.
Right.
And then for me to get the new season, and then you're going to take a mid-season break? What the fuck? I mean, I understand, in the case of the whole corona shit, but this shit was happening before the whole coronavirus shit. You
know right, right, right.
It's tough to maybe record and regulations and shit like that. That's like the only excuse that I could think of, but like this shit was happening way before corona and shit.
Also probably dragging out the time of the episodes, you know. Yeah, let's just touch this for the rest of the year. Fuck it.
That shit corny as hell, bro.
Yeah. So definitely waiting for that to come back. So it's like it make you like how you said, yeah, I should just wait till the, you know, stop watching these Jones till all the episodes drop and just watch them at once.
Mm-hmm. If you got like super restraint, fucking let a few fucking seasons build up or some shit. Then you can really, you know what I'm saying, depending on your schedule and shit.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's
it was something I was about to say. I forgot like shit.
But yeah, it definitely is a decent show though. It's getting good. It started off good and one or two episodes just like, yeah, and then now it's just about good again. The character development is going good.
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like certain shows, depending on what kind of show it is, if it's like something to make you think. I used to go like down YouTube wormholes, like looking at people, like, you know what I'm saying, talk about the show and like talk about like speculation and theories of what's gonna happen and shit like that. Cause I would need shit like that to hold me over. Like when the show was like really good, like whatever it was, I know like a lot of people didn't really like 13 Reasons Why. Mm-hmm. Like it was like mixed review and shit. But I don't know, that show was pretty good to me. So like that was like a show I used to have to like go on to see about the theories of what's going on and shit, what might happen for next season like that. But that's a shit like that. But I don't know, like Abbott Elementary, that's like a comedy type genre. Probably, I don't know if it's nothing like that. I don't know what can help you get over that. Unless it gets picked up another show.
Yeah, because it's like, I just, you know, because it's like, I don't really watch like a lot of these type of shows anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I just felt like obligated to check this one out because one, like we all know the little Quinta Brunson chick. You know, she like blew up off her little viral video. So I kind of been a fan of her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like her. She's cute as a button, man.
Yeah, and then the whole Everybody Hates Chris nigga. Like I'm a huge fan of his too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just felt like let me go check both of these out at the same time. You know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, it's a nice little decent show. So yeah, that it got serious potential. But nah, for the most part, it'd be the same old every day on TV for me. Sports, maybe some cartoons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like now the sports is, well, I can't say sports is over because basketball is still, you know what I'm saying? But so like, I barely even turn my TV on. You know, I might, especially now with the new, my new schedule now, I don't even turn the TV on. I might just come in, game, do my Twitch obligation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Build my team up. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Got the t-shirt.
Go ahead, man.
Building my team up, though.
I gotta talk to you about that too, man.
For real.
Off air, whatever.
Yeah, man.
I barely turned the TV on and shit, man. I'm about to stop. I just started back this morning watching Euphoria. So yeah, let me get back all them Netflix shows I said I was gonna watch. I'm gonna watch that shit. So yeah.
Okay, I hear that was a good show. That's a show that a lot of people be talking about. Euphoria,
yeah,
Zendaya, yeah. But any other topics?
I think the last one is just shout out to Young Thug, helping Africans leave Ukraine. Before he said that, it was reported that Africans was having trouble leaving, you know what I'm saying, to try to go to Poland for safety.
Right.
That they was having trouble, Africans, and Young Thug made a post reaching out for help to help him connect with the right people to help Africans leave the Ukraine.
Okay, that's dope, man. That's dope. And I definitely did see that they were not trying to let them out.
Yeah. Crazy shit, man. Like, just where we go, man. Just motherfucking, just some type of bullshit, malarkey, discrimination. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And it comes down to like all the top politicians in the world, and it comes down to Young Thug. to gotta help people get out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what type of shit like that made me like artists. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Doing shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see, like I said, I can't say they should be, but you see the rappers and celebrities spending money on all this dumb shit. Like, I love to see people doing shit like that for a change. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Definitely shout out to him, man. So you want to get to the hand-me-down hits?
Yeah, we can do that.
Or you want to do the what-the-fuck facts, which one you want? Don't matter.
Hey, don't matter. Either one.
All right. So if we get to the hand-me-down hits, I got two today. You know what I'm saying? Blessed everybody with a bunch of jokes last week. But I got two good jokes too, I think. The first one is, we all know the Drake song, 0 to 100.
Okay.
A classic song for Drake. It came out like a bunch of years ago. Was originally shopped to P. Diddy. P. Diddy turned it down, said it wasn't life-changing enough for him. Instantly regretted it because he said when he first heard Drake drop it, he knew that he, you know, gave up a big hit or whatever. Could you imagine P. Diddy doing that instead of Drake?
Yeah, I definitely could. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, P. Diddy was like probably one of my, if not my very first favorite artist. So,
okay.
Anything talking that shit like that, Puff can do it. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully somebody would have like wrote it nice for him, whether it be King Los or somebody else. I definitely can see him doing that.
Yeah, I can see him doing that too. I guess the only thing was like, did Puff even drop any music around that time?
I don't think so. He hasn't really been dropping music, but right. Even though he's rumored to be coming up with something soon, but I guess I don't know. Maybe he's like one of the people who always maybe kind of curating something, you know what I'm saying? Even though if he don't drop it or something like that, but
Dr. Dre,
yeah. A quick tidbit on this, I think this song maybe somewhat sparked a beef between Drake and Diddy.
Oh,
did
yeah?
You know they were beefing? So, around the time of the song, it was like rumored that Puff slapped Drake. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And Drake had a song he came out with, and he was taking shots at Puff. But like, Drake is like fucking super subliminal, man, and shit like that. So people don't really catch it and shit. But yeah, that song right there, I'm pretty sure sparked the beef between Puff and Drake. I think they kind of cleared it up. I think they cool now, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. What the fuck was the name of that song?
Yeah. I don't know why. Like, I think I've heard that story before, but I thought it was like J. Cole or somebody.
Man, Puff kind of been getting into a lot of them niggas and shit.
Yeah. I'm fucking wrong. Weird nigga, man. Yeah.
It was like, it was like mixed in between the whole, when Joe was beefing with Drake too. It was like all around that time and shit.
Oh, okay. Man, Drake out here got the beef still back then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He got like a lot of beefs and shit. Like, I don't know. I guess just him being him. I don't know. Just, I guess, being at the top and then being a fake lover boy and all that shit. So.
All right, so while you look up the song, I'm gonna do my second one. This one was actually very interesting to me. So this is from the 90s, right? LL Cool J's big hit, Doing It. You know, the doing it well.
Mm-hmm.
The song was originally made for Biggie Smalls.
Oh, wow.
He says the producer, Rashad, who was like a big East Coast producer at that time, made the track for Biggie and included a sample that says "Go Brooklyn" at the beginning of it. Yeah. So actually, that's like in the song, right? That's still in the song,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was intended to be the lead off single for Biggie's Life After Death album. However, Puff Daddy made a late payment for the beat. And by him trying to make a late payment, LL Cool J had already gotten his hands on it. And basically made the smash record. So he was a early payment away from that being a crazy, crazy track from Biggie instead of LL Cool J.
That's crazy. I don't know if I can hit Diddy doing, Biggie doing that jump.
Yeah, it probably had like a different little style to it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I'm glad he made. I'm glad the payment was late because that's one of my favorite LL Cool J jokes.
Right. That's definitely one of my favorite LL Cool J jokes. Definitely had to throw that joke on a few playlists and shit. Hell yeah.
But yeah, those are my two hand-me-down hits for today.
Yeah, the song was 4 a.m. in Calabasas.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, one of the timestamp songs.
You,
huh?
You know you're talking greasy and them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and my hand-me-down hits. Like, I felt bad because, like, I mean, I guess it don't matter. Like you said, hand-me-down hits just shit to get past the line and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But this jump, I think my jump's a little bit different because this jump's that could have been. But I'm going to still use them as this.
Okay.
In 2002, Christina Aguilera called Alicia Keys to write a song on her album, Stripped. This song was, I think Keys had trouble writing for the joint or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So she was about to give her one of the hits she already had for her debut album and shit. Just because I guess she wanted to, you know what I'm saying, help out Christina Aguilera, who was a big star at the time. You know, so he probably wanted that check. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the song Keys was about to give her is If I Ain't Got You.
Oh, yeah. Trevor.
But she was talked out of it by her A&R. Like, are you fucking crazy?
Thank you, A&R. Thank you. Tripping, baby girl, tripping.
So that song didn't actually make it to her. Keys end up writing another song for Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, good. Thank you, A&R. That's normally, I was gonna say that's one of my favorite Alicia Keys songs, but that might be like one of the best songs like ever made.
Yeah, that's iconic, right?
Yeah, like. And the crazy thing is, not even to knock Christina Aguilera, because I think she probably would have killed it as well in a different way. But Alicia Keys, she came out with so much soul. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, thank goodness she didn't do that, because who knows how like the career would have been without that mega hit.
Right.
Yeah.
That's and, dope. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, that's dope right there.
Yeah, like it's been so hard. That's why like I'm getting to the Jones that almost could have went.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like I don't know about you, I'm having trouble like shit. And maybe I should stop waiting till like the last fucking minute for me to stitch on myself. I just need to start having these Jones in the cut and shit.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I just be like researching. Like, cause like I said, I had these two with the Jones last week, but I just wanted to do all Jay-Z Jones last week. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and this is a person we talked about earlier in the podcast, Ciara.
Mm.
Hit Goodies almost went to Britney Spears in 2004.
Ooh, I can see that. I can see that. I actually will still want to see that, actually.
Yeah, Britney definitely could have worked that job.
Yeah, because she was like, He's kind of like almost the white version of Sierra, technically.
Yeah.
Like, super dancing around. Had that subtle, raunchy side to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Bring Your Heart definitely gonna kill that shit.
Yeah.
But I'm happy Sierra got, because I love that song. Like, that was my shit. Like, that was like one of them songs I played like shit, even though it was like, maybe like, a little guilty pleasure because it's too soft for me to be listening to, but that shit rock though.
Mm-hmm.
I was in love with Sierra. I'm like, oh my god, this chick is bad.
Yeah, she definitely was like that. My mother, like after a little bit after her debut, nigga started saying she was a dude and all that.
Yeah, niggas was wilding out. I'd have been hurt, bro.
Yeah, me too.
Because I was in love with Sierra back in the day.
Yeah, that goodies joint,
yeah,
and that little old joint that with Ludacris or whatever.
Yeah, I definitely had them joints on like my little mix CDs and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine though. It's like once you say the names like Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears, it's like they would have made them joints work. But like we glad that they stayed put in our community. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like. And that's another thing that I say, it's hard to find shit. And also, I'm trying to, like, branch out to different artists. It seems like a lot of shit that I be seeing, it come from the same artist turning shit down or almost went to that artist, the Rihanna, the Britney Spears, the Beyonce. I'm like, god damn.
Mm-hmm.
And that chick, it's like, I wanted to talk about her, the Nicole Scherzinger chick from the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, yeah.
It was another hit. I'm like, yeah, how many hits? Like, yeah, you have the worst team ever. How are you letting these hits get away from you? Like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
It was another massive hit. I'm like, how the fuck you don't take that? Like, what the fuck were you doing? Man, but to my last hand-me-down hit,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Almost. Well, actually, it did happen.
Okay.
Frank Ocean's song, Thinking About You, was recorded by and was made for Roc Nation's, I didn't even know she was on Roc Nation, Bridget Kelly. I didn't even know too much about Bridget Kelly until she was on a podcast under Joe's network and shit. She was on with Joe's podcast a few times, mm-hmm. as a guest and shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I saw them through her podcast. And she actually told the story on the podcast and shit. But, you know what I'm saying? I think she actually had the song, put the joint on her album. And somehow Frank Ocean's demo leaked. And then Frank just went with it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm not too familiar with the Bridget Kelly chick. But I know it was a big hit for Frank Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Ocean, because he could have spared the hit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Frank Ocean just he comes out with the fire, you know, guaranteed. So yeah, that'd have been interesting. I kind of feel like, you know what I'm saying, because you know a weird thing that be happening, I ain't gonna say it's weird, but if you see like these clips, which now that I think about it, there's another tidbit to talk about. Of like these artists be at concerts and they be performing like other artists' songs.
Oh no, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, like that's like it's a common thing. Cause I forgot. There was a video that went viral the other day as well. I can't believe I forgot about this. Well, K Michelle was at a concert and she flashed the crowd her titties. And it was definitely videos on Twitter and whatnot. So that's what I seen of that. But when she did it, I forgot what song she was performing, but it damn sure wasn't hers. And it was a hit song. I don't know if it was like SWV or something, but she was performing the song or whatever. And I was just like, yo, this is like the third or fourth time I've seen like artists perform like other artist songs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm about to say out of paying homage, maybe they in the city or something. I don't know. That shit, that's crazy.
Yeah. And but yeah, it's like, damn, what the fuck? So I feel like if niggas gonna be out here doing that, then niggas go ahead make the hit anyway. You know what I'm saying? Put them on a mixtape or something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They gonna call it.
That's what need to come back, mixtapes, you know?
Yeah, call it or cover albums.
Yeah, like, but I guess it's just like niggas just in the game for money, not for the art and fun. So we don't get like the mixtapes, and niggas just be like you said, just doing different renditions of songs, unofficial remixes, and all that shit. You don't get that shit no more. I miss that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, free can't give out free music and shit.
Yeah, nigga, fuck that shit. Like, even in terms of like how like an artist might have did good and for whatever reason they fell off, and then remember how niggas had to put out a mixtape to spark their career back up. Spark, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit no more.
Yeah, niggas just fall off the face of the herb, is it? Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, that would be that. So that's good hand-me-down hits work, sir.
Likewise, brother.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
So I guess we'll get to the what the fuck facts and then get up out of here. So my what the fuck fact is I want to say about the Russia and Ukraine situation. So my what the fuck fact is there was once upon a time that Ukraine held the third largest arsenal of nuclear weapons in the world, right?
Okay.
So back in 1994, after having several talks with other countries and stuff like that, they opted to become a nuclear free state and agreed to give all their nuclear weapons away. So while holding talks against like other nations and stuff like that, they made a deal with Russia. And this is about to blow your mind, bro. They made a deal with Russia to give Russia all their nuclear weapons in exchange for peace and a guarantee that Russia would never invade Ukraine.
Wow.
I think the deal has been broken.
Definitely think the deal has been broken. Yeah.
And wow, this is my what the fuck fact of the day. What you feel about that, yo?
That's a crazy what the fuck fact, and that's like a crazy deal to even pull off. It's like it's like handing somebody the weapons, and you're fucking defenseless and shit, and then niggas expecting them to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right,
like. Niggas, we talked about the swindlers and all that earlier. This is classic swindling right here.
Definitely big swindle action right there.
Yeah, we're gonna take the weapons. We're gonna chill for like a good 20 years. You know what I'm saying? And then we're gonna come back and need that.
Mm-hmm. On the block.
Right. But that's my what the fuck fact for today.
Alright, good shit. I got a slight what the fuck fact.
Mm-hmm.
Despite giraffes being so tall, like their neck, I think I researched it was like 6 foot.
Okay.
It is said to be that even though their neck is that long, giraffes and humans have the same amount of bones in their necks.
That's funny.
So I guess their neck bones are just big as shit.
Right.
Ain't no way. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's like super crazy right there. You said 6 feet?
I always get fucked up by that shit. 6 foot, 6 feet. What's the tallest, 6 feet or foot?
Well, it's the same thing.
The same thing?
Yeah.
All right, so yeah.
Yeah, that's... Unless their necks are like generally just like super soft, because you know we have like what a 1 foot neck or something like that, maybe. But however, ours are like structured differently. But that's.
Their necks are like super flexible. You see how like they whip their shit around, how they fight mate and all that shit.
Yeah, I was about to say it's probably super easy to break that motherfucker. That's interesting though. You would think like.
there'd be way more bones and shit in a big ass neck.
Right. Yeah. Like that's probably why the animals, like the lions and them, be out there. That's probably why they be going for the necks and all that. You know, yeah.
Them big ass canine teeth right in the mouth. <motherfuckers. laughs>
These niggas soft for real. Bite the necks. Yeah, that's good stuff right there. Yeah, I did not know that. I'm thinking you about to say it's like 100 bones in the donut.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. This shit. I'm like watching a little motherfucker collage about motherfucker, like what the fuck facts and shit. And the nigga said that shit. I'm like, what? Like, how? I'm like, that's the neck. Like, that's the only thing I can think of to make up the difference of the fucking size. They just got some big ass bones in their necks and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's interesting.
And I wonder, like, are they talking about like our necks, like from like the base of the head to the, you know what I'm saying, to the top of the shoulders and shit? Or I don't know, like kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. And then I guess, you know, human wise, we do got quite a few bones.
Yeah.
Like you said, from the base of the head to the top of the shoulders. Cause, you know, then once you get to like the top of the shoulders, you got your little neck spine and all that type of
right,
stuff. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So, I'm gonna have to x-ray a giraffe or something, man. Let's just see, man.
What?
X-ray a giraffe or something, you know what I'm saying? Take a peek inside, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's good stuff today, brother.
Yeah, definitely good podcast. Glad we did it.
Mm-hmm. So it's been another Head for the Hills podcast, and we out.
Bye.